should initial the first text tonight. Decided not to, because there are some slight divergences between the Russian and the English text, but we are only responsible for the English text. We're only bound by that. They're of a minor nature. They just... Not of the announcement. The announcement will be verbatim the same. Now, this delegation does not know anything about it.
We don't want
to know. No.
Do we have to apply something?
No. To discuss it with Smith, he'll call them together at 6 o'clock tonight.
I'll do it in a way that they won't know that.
No, I don't think you should.
I don't have to say what I meant is that I'm not going to apply anything. Like I talked to leaders, I'm going to say we're working on this. We appreciate what you're doing.
Smith feels you don't have to do it. The thing to do is to let him report to you what went on at Vienna. That's the only
thing. Listen, I don't know about this. I can't wait to come to this.
Well, it's much good. Hay doesn't think he's much good, and Haldeman feels strongly it shouldn't be.
The hell, you want me to visit anything? Oh, I thought
you'd operate. Yeah, not in the cabinet room.
Comprehensive agreement. Well, we're ahead in the murder business.
Yeah.
they're going to be very loath to make a comprehensive deed. That sort of freezes.
Well, freezes basically an inferiority judgment, so just a matter of fact. That's true as far as numbers.
I think they've been pressing this FBS forward case systems question. I'm ready to move towards them on FBS.
Where is the heart of the problem?
The heart of their problem. Not going ahead with any offensive programs except murder.
I know nothing. We have it since 1967.
So this is, but to them, this murder program looks very big, very significant. We tend, I think, to discount. And they aren't really going ahead with much in the defense. Whereas we have major.
Yeah, that's, in other words, what you basically, what we want, they want to control us defensively, or, well, we like to control them with numbers.
Jerry, we didn't talk a lot about loans in D1. Did they have to take this?
Terry, watch.
They loans in D1.
Oh, yeah.
So they, what do they say about that? I know that they arranged it.
They constantly say that Bel Air is sort of shaking D1. And yet, they are the leading proponents of no interference in modernization. They're not
against. Yeah, I know that in reports, they, as a matter of fact, modernization and so forth. Well, now, why is that? Do they think that's... Because they know that modernization, if you agree on that, that involves verification, is that the reason?
I think they feel that they don't want to get frozen into the technology of 1971. They've got lots of new programs going. Jim Allison, the chief's view, you can't control technology. You can control quantity.
Sounds like a science.
But you can't control quality. And I think one of the reasons last year it was so strong about it, they knew they were going
to... And they first can put a verb in the field of quality. Yes.
Well,
that's really what it amounts to.
Well, they're behind, so Mr. President, I think they want to be sure that they are kept in a position where they're behind us technologically. I'm certain their heads were clearly ahead, maybe in technology.
Is it not true, though, that I always say this when I'm asking about press conferences, which through your judgment, they still are treating these negotiations in a very serious way and are not using them simply for the purpose of well, they're certainly not using them for the purpose of propaganda. The question is, are they using them for the purpose of delay or anything like that? What's your judgment on that? Do you think they're looking toward a route?
I think they clearly want an ABM grip. They don't want to delay that at all. And apparently they're willing to pay some price
to get
freezing their ICBM program to get that. They clearly see the psychological advantage for Germany. We tend to think, well, let's get away from the politics. They can but they have kept it, I would think, in very moderate proportion. So,
why?
So,
any other negotiation matter? Let me ask you this so we can follow up. What reaction versus it all? From their standpoint, do you think there is really, since the party of Congress, their conclusion, I think a lot of things based on
I would suspect that there were some stuff in the staff working about the Mansfield Amendment. I doubt it.
It takes a little time.
Yes, it does. And he was away from Moscow, so. But even if he'd known about that, he might have been just because of the on the other hand, I do think they've had more troops in Germany than they possibly need. I think they want. They know they can reduce sitting on these people. And they use maybe the same in Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
Well, they weren't a report I saw that indicated that from state indicated that they'd like to get some of the stuff out of Czechoslovakia. Have a good reason to. It's not only expensive to them, but it's also demoralizing these troops to expose them. Are a little better off than most of us in the Russian government. In fact, almost countries did. Well, they should have Czechoslovakia, or at least that was true 44 years ago. Not so much as physical well-being as the whole mentality of the troops there. Besides, I think it would even be a smart move on their part to make the
obviously that means asymmetrical withdrawals, and that certainly is not the case of negotiating. Britain must try instead that they just informed us to win. If they would be, this a couple of years ago, we had an asymmetrical withdrawal. They have to have a couple of positions there too, you know, if we talk about their problems, because our argument is to rail out. You know, they're only hanging on by the finance. It's just unbelievable what would happen if we were reduced, or the European leaders. We think our political problems are difficult. The problem of the British, the problem that the other countries have. This is a little, it's unbelievable. One of the things that I think we ought to be prepared for, and that is the mess of both troops and weapons, apart from it, then the follow us we've got there.
In the studies we're doing, as you know, we're looking for whether we can perhaps have some mathematical cuts that we can take out from the deal and then split some dead damage or something.
You mean that?
Yes.
Much less of a tendency for reevaluation, but their cumbersome bureaucracy.
we have, you know, we constantly regret it because we've got calls right out of it.
Yeah, what's wrong with the government? Because of course, what's been, what's been, there's a lot of interference going on. I understand that the foreign office people at the beginning didn't know many of the details of their deployments and learned some of it from us.
Is that
they may still not know many of them. They may still not know many of them.
Clearly, that's more compartmentalized.
Yeah.
As what should be a secret organization, what should be compartmentalized, and they really are, but they're already probably the only ones who really know the details of their deployments.
That brought some pressure from the foreign office people, the technical people, to get in the act. The Chinese thing is never raised, as we've never had discussed.
We
remember one time you said you were talking to the operators.
Yeah. We at one time talked about country A and country B, and I said something about country K, which is the way the Russian word starts for they got shooting scientists, for instance.
Very carefully. I think I should. I want to see if you will agree that this is the right line. These, boy, let's call it that for naval pursuit. And there's going to be more sometime. Or my fleet, on great teams in my public statements and also privately talking to both the Chinese and the Russians, even though neither probably believe it, to say that, well, like the last time I threw out the problems, but the moment that anybody raised the fact that we were going to try to exploit this problem, this would have the effect of just the opposite. I think the line is to them a sign of how he would be one of the relations between the two. We do, in a sense. And we can talk. I mean, I know it's, there is the talk, in some circles around the world. But here are two potential enemies in the world engaged in this death struggle. The point is, one would win. A more dangerous situation. And second, you can't have, my own view is that you cannot have a conflict involving two powers of that magnitude without having it potentially draw others in. I think from the standpoint of our own, with our relationship with the Russians and the relationship with the Chinese, that we should be extremely proper on it and just go on one path and go on the other path and never join. You think this is the right line?
I feel very strongly. I mentioned to Henry the other day, I would really actually like to see us make some gesture toward the Russians, either in trade or something of this sort.
Sounds good.
And it finally, it sounds complicated. And the Defense Department, I want to do explore. is that if they got an American airless ticket, which they might not get if they said it over your cutoff, because it means you have to inspect the factory and all kinds of things.
Oh.
But until they get that, they can't fly around the world. They used to fly in here. And this was turned down by, I gather, by Commerce.
Friday morning, and we'll let's check this thing out. I can layer camp.